This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged authorised economic mutual recognition agreement. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi today. Both countries also announced the launch of negotiations on a free trade agreement and on an arrangement facilitating the mobility of professionals and skilled workers. In a joint press statement following the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said they held detailed discussions on various aspects of the bilateral relations and decided to strengthen and institutionalize the defence and security partnership. Mr. Modi emphasized that India and New Zealand will continue to cooperate against terrorist, separatist and radical elements.
Atankwadi, algavwadi aur kattarpanthi tatvon ke khilaf hum milkar sahyog karte rahenge. Is sandarbh mein New Zealand mein kuch gair kanuni tatvon dwara Bharat virodhi gatividhiyon ko lekar humne apni chinta saajha ki. Hame vishwas hai ki in sabhi gair kanuni tatvon ke khilaf हमें न्यूजीलैंड सरकार का सहयोग आगे भी मिलता रहेगा.
Later, briefing media, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Jaydeep Majumdar, on a query regarding the discussions on Khalistani elements said the issue came up during the talks between the two leaders. He said India do alert the nations on the activities of anti-India elements in their countries, their abuse of freedom of speech and other democratic freedoms to glorify terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi in a short while from now. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon will take part in the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The 3-day dialogue will be held till Wednesday. The 10th Raisina Dialogue will witness participation of representatives from about 125 countries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a meeting with the Director of National Intelligence of the United States, Tulsi Gabbard, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both leaders emphasized that strategic security remains a vital pillar of the comprehensive global strategic cooperation between the two nations. Mr. Singh and Ms. Gabbard reviewed the significant strides made in the areas of military exercises, strategic cooperation and information sharing cooperation, especially in the maritime domain between India and the US. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the demands for grants under the Ministry of Railways for 2025-26. Janardhan Singh Sigrival of BJP said the union budget has made an allocation of 2,65,000 crore rupees to strengthen infrastructure and modernization of railways as well as for safety and security of passengers. Earlier initiating the discussion, Varsha Gaikwad of Congress accused the government of conspiring to privatize the Indian railways. The discussion is underway. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the government has taken several steps to improve rail infrastructure and provide a comfortable and affordable journey to passengers. He said that the railways has created 5 lakh jobs in the last 10 years with a continued focus on reducing rail accidents in the country. The minister was replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on the working of the Ministry of Railways. Later, the Rajya Sabha took up the Appropriation Bill 2025, the Appropriation Bill No. 2, 2025, the Manipur Appropriation Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation Vote on Account Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The discussion is underway. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed in an encounter with security forces in Kupwara district. The gunfight began in early hours this morning when security personnel, acting on specific intelligence, launched a cordon and search operation at the Krumhora in Zalcheldara Rajwad area of the district. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 kicked off in England this evening. In men's category, the match between India and Italy is underway at Wolverhampton. In inaugural match of the event, England defeated Hungary 101-25. The first to be held outside Asia, the competition will span 7 days with over 60 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.